All right, we'll kick off the next session, Stepping into the Void, Current Energy Dealmaking Considerations. I'll introduce our panel very quickly. You have the bios as well, so I'll just give a quick little rundown. But Holt Foster, based in Dallas, will be the moderator for this session. Holt is the co-leader of Sidley's Global Energy Practice Team, based in Dallas. Doug Fordyce, based in Houston, is managing director in Lazard's Global Power, Energy, and Infrastructure Group and head of their Houston office. Jessica Hemans is partner at Akin Gump, based in Dallas. Jessica's practice focuses on M&A, joint ventures, and security matters, with particular focus in the upstream and downstream energy sector. David Levinson is managing director and chief operating officer of Pearl Energy Investments, based in Dallas, and serves on Pearl's investment committee. Rodney Moore is partner in the Dallas office of Winston & Strawn. Rodney represents PE firms and private and public companies in M&A, joint ventures, and other commercial transactions across the energy spectrum. Now I'll pass it along to our panel.
Good afternoon. We understand that we are keeping you guys away from your whiskey, so we will try to make it somewhat interesting. I've had the pleasure of being on this panel since they started the energy panel, and it seems like we can never get some traction as to one thing that's going on. For a long time, hydrocarbons were in favor, and the private equity world was tearing it up. Then their headwinds hit, and there was a pox upon hydrocarbons. Last year, our panel talked about what the future looked like in a low-carbon society and green and renewables. And now we're finding that there's a decrease in investments in renewables on returns, and that energy hydrocarbons upstream are going up on returns. Yet there's a void with traditional investors who used to invest in hydrocarbons. They aren't running back. So there's a void in capital. However, there's some options that are filling that void. And that's what some of the things we wanted to focus on as you try to navigate M&A in upstream activities. So let's start out with David. David, you help run a energy private equity fund. What are you seeing out there?
Yeah, so as Holt said, right, there are definitely headwinds, and there are capital has been retreating from the sector. Doug's going to go into some slides kind of showing the data, but to set the stage, right, everyone's heard ESG pressures, like lower carbon emissions, like not using fossil fuels, like green energy, and that's caused both on the investor side as for limited partners coming into like our funds, as well as capital available to teams from PE or from other sources. Oil and gas returns have lagged the rest of the industry. Right, the last 2 years things have rebounded, but you know the end of the 2010s and going into 2020, oil and gas companies were focused on growing production, growing inventory, and not returning cash flow to their investors, which really took a hit on returns for them. And so they were lagging the industry. So again, finding investors who wanted to deploy capital in traditional energy, the pool of people that wanted to do that has shrunk. And then lastly, kind of related to both of those, a decline on M&A exits and M&A activity, A&D development, A&D activity has gone down over the last few years. And a sidebar to that is the other exits like IPOs and the public markets have also been pretty much shut for traditional energy over the last few years. And then Doug has some slides to go over some of this data.
Yeah. So maybe switching to that, I stole this from another investment banker who will not get credit for it, but that's what they teach us the first week is plagiarize freely. But the industry has had a green problem and a red problem, and the green problem is the ESG pressure that affects the industry. And you've seen banks retreat from the sector. They lost a lot of money. Their depositors don't want them to lend to these companies. And it's my view that for banks, you know, the depositors are their biggest asset, and they're going to listen to their depositors. So they've largely exited this space. They'll still make some loans, but not the loans that they used to make, especially in the reserve-based lending product. And then a number of large institutional investors, particularly in the endowments and foundations world, have exited investing in hydrocarbons. And that's more of a moral or political or societal stance. And as one friend who runs a private equity fund said, they just aren't willing to have the sit-ins for 30 days in the endowment office from students who are pressuring them not to invest in hydrocarbons.